It's good once again to be in the house of the Lord. We sang a couple songs about grace tonight, and what is grace? It's an unmerited favor that we do not deserve. Why, can you just imagine? None of us ever deserve to get saved. While we're all should all just be bound for a devil's hell with no hope. But because of grace, we can be saved. Well, can you just imagine if God didn't impart grace upon us? How lost each and every one of us would be tonight. I'm so thankful for God's amazing grace. When we've been there 10,000 years, can we only imagine just being there just 10,000 years? Well, that'll seem like no time at all. But you know why we'll be there? Because of grace. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Would there be another word, testimony upon anyone's heart, anything at all tonight? If not, we do have a thought upon our heart, and we do ask that you'd pray for us tonight that we might preach it in a way that the Lord would be pleased. And our thought and our lesson tonight would come from Genesis chapter 7 and the 11th verse, Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, And I'm sure this will be very familiar reading, and I want you tonight, lost or saved, to listen and give your ear. But most of all, I want you to ask yourself a question, and that would be, am I in tonight? And I just want you to let that question ring out in your mind as we begin to read these scriptures, and I want you to think about that tonight. Lost or saved, I want you to ask yourself, am I in tonight? Because Lord help if you're not. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. It says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all of the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And it says, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all of the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed which is upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And our thought tonight would come from that 16th verse. And it says, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And as I told you, our thought tonight would be, are you in? And as I began to think about this thought that the Lord had given us, And I want us to go back just a little bit, and I want us to think about what Noah had done here. I want us to think about the Lord asking Noah to build this ark in a place that had never seen rain. And I want you to think about what Noah must have thought when the Lord said, go build that ark. But the Bible says that the Lord found grace Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he knew that Noah would do what he'd ask of him. And I want you to think about tonight what everybody else around them must have thought. Well, I want you to just think about tonight as we leave this place. I want you to think about driving home, and I want you to think about your neighbor beside you building an ark in his front yard. Why, you might think that was the craziest nut there ever had been. You might think, well, why in the world is he building that ark? Why is he building a boat? Well, there's a lot of people tonight that think you and I are crazy. Well, I wish they could just have seen what Noah knew. And I believe that he probably went out day by day and he probably told those people, there's going to be a flood and I want you to be prepared. I want you to know that you can be saved. Lost person tonight, I want you to know you can be saved tonight. Brother Luke told you on Sunday night about the signs of the times and the end of time nearing. Well, brothers and sisters, lost friends, tonight I want you to know that these people here, their time was nearing the end. Why, if they only knew what was coming for them, they would have made preparations. Oh, but I want you to know there were probably plenty of them that mocked and laughed at Noah and said, you're foolish. Why, can you just imagine what was said around town? Have you seen Noah? He's building that boat. It's not going to rain. What's rain? People today, we hear about the end of time and they think, oh, well, they talk about it all the time and it's not happened yet. We've preached about it. It's not happened, but it's coming. It sure is coming one day. After a while, there's going to be an end of time. And I want you to be prepared tonight. I thought about these animals and Noah and his family going into the boat. And I want us to think about that very verse that we talked about in the Lord. Shut him in. Well, I want you to know tonight, you can run from the Lord, but you cannot hide from God. You can run anywhere you want to, but God knows exactly where you are. And you will not escape him. Nobody will ever escape God. God is all-knowing. He knows your soul tonight. Why, you might be here and your name may be on a church roll somewhere. And bless your hearts, you've never been saved. I want you to ask yourself, am I in tonight? Because when that door was shut, it was shut for all eternity for those people. Why, can you just imagine? The first drop of rain that come falling out of the sky. What can you imagine being in the middle of town? And you put your hand out, you were maybe walking around and you felt that first drop. Noah had preached these things. He told them what was coming. He let them know that there was trouble coming. We find there were very few that heeded the warning. Brothers and sisters, there are very few tonight that are heeding the warning. But we've still got to sound the trumpet. We've still got to let them know that there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. We've still got to let them know, even if they will not hear, we've still got to take it to them. Why, but can you just imagine how they felt when they realized there was no hope? Why, brothers and sisters, lost friends tonight, there is still hope for you. There is still hope for your soul. But I want you to know, you can put God off too long. Well, when that door was shut, those people, as they began to probably run toward that ark, they weren't getting in. There will come a point in time when it will be too late for you. It was too late for these people. There was no more hope. Well, I know people tonight that have said, I will wait till a more convenient season to get saved. There is no more convenient season than tonight. Why, the Lord could come back in the moment in a twinkling of an eye. Why, this flood, why, can you just imagine the ground just rising up with water and it says the windows of heaven opened and water began to fall.
Well, I believe it fell in great numbers and fell in great torrents. Why, it just fell and there was no hope for anymore. Why, Noah had preached about hope. My Uncle Jimmy said the other night that this ark, it was a type of Christ. And I want you to know it saved Noah from the wrath that was there. Oh, but there were very few that it saved. Brothers and sisters, I believe everybody that was around there, if they'd wanted to get on that boat, would have had an opportunity. And I believe tonight that the reason you're here, the reason you may have come, is because you've got one more opportunity. Maybe there'll never be another opportunity for you. Well, I hope tonight you'll seek the Lord before it's everlasting too late. Because I want you to know destruction is coming. Well, if I told you tonight, now, when you walk out there to those doors, just as soon as you get outside, there's a fire waiting for you. Well, you know what you would do? You'd look for an alternate exit. I want you to know tonight, there's a fire awaiting you, and you need to find the way out. Amen. Who's that way? The way, the truth, and the life. And that is Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. And I just want you to keep reminding yourself, keep asking the question, am I in? Am I safe tonight? I'm safe. Why, if the Lord comes back or He takes me out, I'm shut in with Him. Why, I'm there safe and secure. I've got a home in glory waiting for me one day after a while. Why, can you just imagine them beating on the doors of that, the beating on the door of the ark? And that doesn't record that it ever happened. But if there was anybody around, they were trying to do whatever they could to get on the inside. Oh, but Noah was on the inside looking out and there was no way in anymore. Such as will be when your time is finished. Amen. Well, we've got a group of people out there today that believe when you die, you go to a place and you're just left there until somebody prays you on to heaven. It don't happen like that. Amen. Your final resting place is made before you leave this world. Amen. You better get it right tonight. We talk about the door of mercy. And I believe the Lord knocks on the hearts of lost sinners. Amen. I believe that God draws lost sinners. He ain't never let a lost person to do anything. Oh, but He's drawn a lot of them. He's drawn a lot and they've rejected Him. And you know where they are tonight. If they have died, they are in hell. And that's exactly what's waiting you. If you reject Him, why, you can knock on the door all you want to. And I think about the verses of Scripture when it talks about, and maybe Brother Luke read them the other night, about the Lord coming back as a thief in the night. Why, I told them Sunday here at Mount Calvary, I preached about the great harvest. And I told them, I said, can you just imagine if the Lord had told us next Sunday the Lord was coming, He was coming back to get us, all of the effort that we would make to get our lost loved ones in. Sinner friend, can you imagine if the Lord was coming back Sunday? Well, what kind of shape would He find you in? But you see, we don't know when the Lord's coming back. No man knows the hour, no man knows the day in which He will come back. Well, I'm so glad I don't know. But I want you to know, I want you to be ready. Amen. In Amos, he's talking to the Israelites there. And they'd done some pretty wicked things. They had turned their backs on God, and God was not happy with them. And Amos tells them, he says, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Amen. Tonight, prepare to meet thy God. Amen. Prepare now, because there may not be another opportunity. Amen. There's a song of the sister Kathy Bailey from Hope Church in Arkansas sings. It's called One More Altar Call. One More Altar Call. In the song, it talks about a boy who was in church and he heard the preacher give one more altar call. One more chance. And I want you to know you don't have to wait for an altar call to come seek the Lord. Why, you can seek Him now. Why wait for Him? He's ready to save now. But in that song, the boy waits for one more final altar call. And the boy heeds the altar call, and in the altar call, the little boy gets saved. And on his way home, he dies in a car accident. And it says the last words that he says was, "I'm so glad for one more altar call." Well, I'm so glad that there were people that loved me and wanted to take me to church. And I want you to know and understand, when people come and talk to you, if you're lost and undone without the Lord, it's not because they hate you. It's not because they want to embarrass you. It's because they love you and are concerned for you. Amen. They want you to go with them when they leave this world. They want you to have a better place to go. If Noah hadn't cared nothing about these people, I don't believe he would have told them about that ark. He would have said, "Well, I'm getting on that ark myself. The rest of you just fend for yourselves." I want you to know tonight, I'm not selfish about this salvation. I want the whole world to know about it. And I want the whole world to get saved. Oh, but what a sad time it's going to be when the end of time nears. I have a sister, and the church here at Mount Calvary knows her, knows about it. And she does not profess that there's a Savior. She doesn't even believe that He's real. But I'm telling you something. One day after a while, she's going to know that He's real. She's going to know that He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and she will bow her knees and confess His name. Amen. But at that point, when the Lord comes back, it will be too late for her if she doesn't seek the Lord for salvation now. Oh, how sad it's going to be. I want to read over a few verses. And before everyone gets scared and thinks that I have figured everything out about Revelations, I have not. Trust me, but in Revelations and in chapter 20, Revelations 20 and verse 11, and I believe John was recording some of the things that he had seen, maybe gotten a glimpse of some of the things that were going to happen. Revelations 20 and verse 11, and it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And it says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Bless your heart tonight. I know Revelations is very scary, but I believe this is very plain talk tonight. Amen. I believe this is something everybody can understand tonight. He talks about the books, and I believe those books represent the things that we've done in our bodies on this side of eternity. I want you to know and understand the things that we have done, they are recorded there. And we'll have to give an account for those things. Everybody's name's going to be there. But not everybody's name's going to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want you to know tonight, if your name is not found there, you will die and go to hell as sure as you're here tonight. You all have heard me say this, most of you. I was saved on the front bench at Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church. The night that God saved my soul, He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And someday I will stand before Him. He's going to open the book. He's going to begin to look down. And I don't know what name you're calling by, it'll be my new name. Or if you'll say, "Hey, Gregory, you're one of mine. I find a record of where you trusted in me. I find a record of your new birth. Come on in for me forevermore. Welcome home, my child. Enter in. My name is there tonight."
Is your name there tonight?
Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? I want us to get this picture tonight. I want this to be in our minds. Well, can you just imagine? Oh, I just can see my sister standing before Him tonight. and are saying, please look one more time for my name. Please look one more time. Why, he's going to look at her and he's going to say, I find no record of your birth. I find no record that you ever made it with me. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. For I never knew you. Does God know you tonight? Why, do you have a time and a place where God saved your soul? If you know He don't know you, amen. Your name is not there. Well, I promise I'm not preaching song book tonight. There's no song that says, please search the book again. Please search it one more time. And you know what God might give you? Just one more time. He already knows your name's not there anyways. But He just might for you say, I'll give it one more shot. And you'll stand before Him. And you'll beg and you'll plead and you'll say, Lord, I trusted you. He's going to look and he says, your name's not here. Bless your heart. Hell will be your home. Is your name written there tonight? Well, I don't mean on some card that some modern preacher wrote your name on and said, good for you, you've made a profession. Because that's not where your name needs to be written about. It needs to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That's where my name is. And I'm going. Oh, we sang that song. This is just what heaven means to me. Oh, sometimes I can't hardly wait. I preached at Faith a couple Sunday nights ago, and I preached about heaven. And sometimes I just can't get it out how I want to express it. But it's going to be a beautiful place for the souls that have been saved by God's grace. It's going to be beautiful. But if your name is not written there, the place that you're going, you will burn forever and ever and ever. It says where the worm dieth not. The flame's never going to be quenched. While the rich man, we know what he said, send one of my brothers, send Lazarus, that he might dip his finger in water and touch my tongue that it may be cooled. He never got that drop of water. And he's still burning tonight. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He's in torment. Oh, that's where you're going if you've not been saved. And you might stand tonight and you might say, well, I don't know where I stand with the Lord. Well, why would you wait to find out? You've got to ask the Lord to show you. I'd want to know. I'd want to know that I've got a better place to go. And thanks be to God, He'll let you know that you've been saved. We don't serve a God that's going to leave you out in limbo. That's going to leave you out in the cold and say, you got to wait until you see if your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're not going to have to wait. Because I know it tonight. Amen. We sang that song, I know that I'm saved. Why, you better know that you're saved tonight. I can sympathize with people who say they don't know if they've been saved. I really can. The devil got a hold of me. And why, after I got up, I felt so much better. Sister Stella said she thought she could fly like a bird. And I guess I did too. But the devil got a hold of me and he said, that wasn't salvation. Don't you tell those people that. They'll think you're crazy. Why, you don't have what those people have. I believed him. He's a good liar tonight. And he'll sure enough lie to you. But you know what? God had given me all I was ever going to get. And I might as well have been satisfied with it and told the devil, get behind me, Satan, because I've been saved by the grace of God. I'm so glad tonight that someday He's going to open up those books. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. He's going to open up the books. And there's going to be some things in there that's written about me that I'm not proud of. And I want to squash this tonight. And I want everybody to go tell it. Brother Taylor Gregory, the pastor of Mount Calvary, told You're not going to heaven by the works that you have done. Amen. You're going by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
If you go any other way, you're not going to make it.
Amen.
There's a way that seems right up to me. Oh, but there's a way that belongs to Christ. You better be in tonight. You better know. We were talking about the shooting that happened, and I was coming down here earlier, and I was coming down I-24, and I mean, Metro Police drove by me and blew the doors off my Honda Accord. I mean, just blew them away. And I didn't know what was going on. I thought there had been a wreck. But I got here, and my grandmother called, and she said, "Did you know there's been a shooting in Antioch?" And I said, "No, I had no idea." I want you to know how close Antioch is tonight. You pull out of this parking lot, take a left, go down to the Bell Hickory Hollow Road. You take a left on that and go a few miles. Not very many at all. That's where that shooting happened. Well, I know people that have been going to movies, and you know what? There's no place safe anymore. Our churches, well, they're not even safe anymore. Why, tonight somebody could come in here, and I'm not trying to scare anybody or create a fear, but I want you to know tonight that life is not certain.
Amen.
These people that I read about, they're with Noah. Why? They were going about doing everything they had normally done.
Right.
They'd gone about with their daily lives like Noah didn't exist. And you know what? You can leave here tonight and you can say, "Well, that Taylor, he just ain't worth nothing, and I ain't going to listen to nothing he's got to say." Well, that's all right. But you're going to remember this sermon if you die and go to hell. And it's going to replay in your mind. Well, I had one more opportunity, and you know what? I didn't take it. But I want to make the mention of this. There's no place safe anymore. The only hiding place in this world is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's to be covered by the blood. The Bible talks about when the Lord comes back that people will be asking for the mountains and the rocks to fall on them. Well, that's some kind of shape to be in. Those people know that there's no more hope for them. Well, they've heard the gospel preached and they know what's happening when the trumpet shall sound and time shall be no more. Well, people will be going about, and Brother Luke preached about this and he done a wonderful job, but people will be going about doing everything that they know to do. And guess what? The Lord's going to split the sky. He's going to return. He's going to gather His children right on out of here.
Amen.
And we're going on to the Lord. And guess what, son and friend? If you die in your condition, well, we love you tonight, and that's why we've met here. Mount Calvary has a revival for you so that you have an extra opportunity, an extra set of services that people that love you can bring you so that you can have an opportunity to seek Him. They'll be going about doing what they want to do, and the Lord shall return. And while we love you tonight, and that's why we've met here, is so to give you this opportunity to seek the Lord. While when I'm gone, I'll remember you no more. I will care not where you are. You may say, "Well, preacher, that's pretty harsh." It's the truth. I believe that plain talk is easily understood. And the Bible says the truth set you free. Why won't you be free tonight? While when the trump shall sound, I may rise up with a shout and go meet the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I'm out of here. Call me gone. I'm gone. No more. I don't have to worry about it no more. You hear that trump tonight? When I was lost, I'd lay in bed at night and I would look out the window before I go to sleep and I'd think, "Well, Lord, are you coming back tonight?" We'd go to revival services. And I'd be under conviction. I'd get up and go home. And I'd think, "Well, you know what? Lord, spare me because I pray tonight." But you know what I'd do? I'd lay in bed. I'd pull him blind down, I think. I'd watch for him. I thought I'd see him when he come back. Eventually, I'd drift off to sleep. And my bless my heart, had I died in my sins and my trespasses, well, guess what? I wasn't going to be spared because I had prayed that night. I'd go straight to hell. And I would know. And sometimes
things that happen to you and you just know they're bad. And that moment you just get a sinking feeling and there's no more good that you have about it and you just, your heart's broken. Can you imagine the feeling that you're going to have when the Lord comes back and you're not ready? Well, are you in tonight? Have you made preparations? As Amos said, prepare to meet thy God. I'd make preparations tonight. Well, if you were going on vacation, guess what you'd do? You'd have that thing all planned out before you ever got gone. But you know what people will do tonight? They will turn away God and they'll say, I'll wait. You know what? I'm going to have another time. There may not be another opportunity. You know what preached to those people? Why, he gave them all kinds of opportunity. And when the door was shut, it was shut. And you couldn't take enough dynamite in this world and lose that thing off there. And guess what? You can beg and plead with the Lord on that last day all you want to, but you're going to hear these words. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you. I know you not. Hell will be your home. Why, he just cast you off in there like you're nothing? Because at that point you are nothing. You're something tonight if you'll come to the Lord. Well, I want us to stand and have a song, and you may think, well, that's the shortest thing I've ever heard. But when the Lord's done with you, you've got to be done.
Amen.
And there's just nothing else you can add to it. I hope you're ready tonight. Let's have a song.